AP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Federal Aviation Administration gives the thumbs up to soon getting Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes in the air after an emergency landing and grounding earlier this month. More from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The FAA early today, one, announced that they have approved the inspection procedure for the airlines to potentially get the 737 MAX 9s ungrounded and back in the air flying passengers within a matter of days. Airlines had said once they knew the inspection protocols, they'd be able to knock those out in relatively short order.
United Airlines says it expects to return the MAX 9s to service by Sunday. The United Auto Workers Union has endorsed President Biden. More from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Joe Biden has earned it.
UAW President Sean Fain said the election is about who will stand with us and who will stand in the way.
He joined us in solidarity on the picket line for the first time in our nation's history.
President Biden responded, calling the UAW
one of the best unions in the world. You look out for one another. The whole country benefits from what you do.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Following former President Trump's wins in Iowa and New Hampshire, he and former U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley are now campaigning to win next month's South Carolina primary. CBS's Robert Costa.
Calling some of the sources close to the biggest Republican donors in the country, they say the mood behind the scenes, that Haley has a lot of support politically, but they're not ready to open their checkbooks. They just don't see a viable path, but Haley is still going to hold fundraisers in Florida, California, and New York.
Washington State has announced a nearly $150 million settlement with Johnson & Johnson in retaliation to the opioid crisis. CBS's Wendy Gillette reports.
The settlement was reached after Washington State sued Johnson & Johnson in 2020 for allegedly helping to fuel opioid addictions. It still has to be approved by a judge. Most of the money would go towards addressing the opioid crisis, including expanding substance abuse treatment. Over 2,000 people died from opioid overdose in 2022 in Washington State, according to the Department of Health, more than double the deaths in 2019. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
She performed at Woodstock and had a chart-topping song that wasn't exactly easy to sing, but it was fun to try.
Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
She went by her first name, Melanie, and her reps say Emmy-winning songwriter Melanie Sofka has died at age 76. Tesla reports lower fourth quarter operating profits and warns of a slower volume growth in 2024. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state of Wisconsin issued more than 60,000 initial professional licenses last year. That's a 38% increase over 2022. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services says the average review time for new licenses is down to less than 4 days. An amended version of Governor Evers's maps from the Wisconsin legislature is on its way back to the state Senate. The assembly Wednesday passed changes that would protect some Republican districts. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're open to engaging with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle on maps. If those conversations are in good faith and are going to produce a fair map, we need public input on anything in front of the legislature.
The state Supreme Court says it'll draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't do it themselves. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks have a new head coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After firing Adrian Griffin just halfway through his first season as a head coach, the Bucks have hired Doc Rivers. With 40 years of NBA experience as a head coach, Rivers led the Boston Celtics to a championship in 2008. Shaquille O'Neal on TNT on how he'll deal with Damian Lillard and Giannis.
Again, when you're the 1-2 punch on the team, you rely on the coach, in my opinion. You have to say, hey, this is what we need to do. Hey, you need to get in line, boom, boom, bam. A big name coach, I'm happy for Doc, and he gets a chance to get another.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tonight. Wisconsin with another win over Minnesota, 61-59. That's the Badgers' seventh win in a row over the Gophers. Forward Tyler Wall says it was a tight ball game.
I think we started out the game sticking to the game plan pretty well. Not necessarily sloppy, but we didn't have urgency that we needed to on the three-point shooters, especially early in the second half.
Baseball, the Brewers signed Phillies veteran Rhys Hoskins to play first base. The Packers firing Joe Barry after 3 years as the defensive coordinator in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, patchy drizzle or freezing mist in foggy areas with lows in the low 30s. More of the same tomorrow, clouds, fog, and some drizzle, highs upper 30s. On Friday, little change, a cloudy sky, some foggy areas, and highs to the upper 30s. Right now, it's 33.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap. Light with Pete Schwabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who can still look intimidating in leg warmers, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Good evening, Wisconsin. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night, a balmy Wednesday night in our state. I have friends going to Jamaica in a couple days. My question to them is, why? This is shorts weather. This is Wisconsin shorts guy weather. We've seen them. They're out there in much more frigid temperatures than this. It's a beautiful day. A little gray, but I'll take it. I hope it's lovely where you are in our lovely state. So this is Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. Luke Mathers is with me tonight. He is producing this show and ready to take your texts and calls. How you doing, Luke?
I'm doing well, Pete. I'm glad to be with you. Yeah, we've got it's Conrad's day off, and so you're stuck with me for the evening. We're gonna have some fun.
It's a well-deserved day off because he takes so much abuse from me. Good
natured. What? This is the first I've heard of that.
No, I always tease him because he, you know, he's a huge sports fan. Mm-hmm. I think he likes the show a lot. We have a great time together, but I always say during the broadcast, I'll say, Conrad, are you still here? When he is.
I pretend I'm okay. I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
I'm excited, and I always say I'm worried that he's going to take a powder halfway through the show, but he's great. I miss him already, but it's great to have you here too, buddy. You're ready to take some texts and calls. It'll be fun. And I want to ask you, Luke is sporting a Bucks cap in just a couple minutes. I'm going to ask him his take because he is a really big Bucks fan. And there was some big news yesterday that we talked to Mike Clemens about yesterday. We'll get to that in just a second. My guest tonight are from the TV show Louder Milk, actor Jackie Flynn. He's also a comedian, very funny guy. Jackie will be along at 8:30, and then the host. I'm very excited about this gentleman too. I've never met him, but I know his deal. He is a radio legend, and he hosts a show called Music of the Stars here on Civic Media. And his name is Lou Regani. I'm going to talk to Lou. He plays music that I absolutely fell in love with about 20 years ago. Plays all the crooners, all the greats. We'll talk to Lou and find out. Give you a little more information about Lou's show as well. And then I'm also closing out the show, I have the CEO of the Grand Oshkosh here tonight, Joseph Furlow. He's going to tell us what's coming up in Oshkosh. And it's a really cool, his opera house where he works, there's a great story behind it. And we'll talk to Joseph about that. So a really fun show. As usual, great guests, a few from Wisconsin, one from far and beyond, from the land of Hollywood. Like every night, we bring a little Hollywood to Wisconsin, and we bring a little Wisconsin to Hollywood. So it is another fun night planned here. So I'm glad you're with me. We have a special phone number. No, I take that back. Luke, I correct myself. We have a new phone number. So you guys are so great about texting us. And I want to remind you again, you are always welcome to text about whatever we're talking about. We love to hear from you. Love to hear what you're watching, what your opinions are. Like yesterday, some people chimed in about the Oscars. It's just great to hear from listeners. So don't hesitate. We have a new phone number, though. I'm going to read this slow. Take it down. 844-967-2789. Or I guess the simpler way would be to say it, 844-96-party. I've already messed it up, Luke. No one's texting
tonight. No worries. No. If you text from the Civic Media app, you don't even need to remember the phone number. But if you're a fan of other Civic Media programming, this number may sound familiar to you. It is the network call-in number. So we are excited that Nightlight is going to be on the network line now, Pete.
It's very similar to what I used to call in the early 90s, the love line. So I hope I don't make any mistakes. We'll try to get this right. I don't want to say the wrong thing to the wrong person. But no, our new phone number, our new phone number here at Nightlight is 844-9-PARTY or
96-PARTY. It's okay, though. You're going to get it. By the end of the show, Pete, you're going to be just reciting it perfectly. Oh,
844-96-PARTY, 844-967-2789.
There
you go. It is not the love line. Do not make that mistake, but text us your thoughts throughout the show. I love to hear from you. As I mentioned, okay, so we have a kind of a fun question tonight too. Luke, you probably know this, every night we do like a question, we put it out there to listeners, and we usually get some pretty fun responses. Today, and I'm going to credit Luke with this, is National Complaint Day, among other things. So anyone listening to the show right now, you guys are welcome to text in whatever it is you want to complain about. Boss, husband, dog, car trouble, whatever it is. Obnoxious people on the love line, let me hear it. I want to hear your complaints, and we will read them on the air. So you just have to text us, and I'm going to read it again, and I am not going to crucify this this phone number again. It's 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. That is our new phone line here at Nightlight, and you can call as well.
And again, if you don't want to try to butcher it or memorize it, you just call right from the Civic Media app, and you can whatever station you're listening on right now to Nightlight, just click on the call or the text button. It'll come right to me here in the studio.
And he's all set, and he's right. Luke is right. It is the easiest app in the world to use. You open it up, you click on any station, you'll get the show because it's statewide. There's a little text icon. Click that and text away. We love to hear your thoughts. So we hope to hear from you as usual tonight. And the Nightlight complaint box is open. What do you want to whine about? Lay it on us. Complain. Let us hear from you. We have some great, I love when I look up, just sometimes I look up for fun whose birthday it is in the entertainment business, because that's what we talk about here. Entertainment, TV shows, movies, theater, and a lot of fun Wisconsin stuff. So I love when there's someone who I respect and I think is really funny or talented. I love it when it's their birthday. And today we've got two of them. Neil Diamond turns 83. Now, I'm not the biggest Neil Diamond fan in the world, but some of his music is so iconic. You know, Solitary Man, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. Obviously, Sweet Caroline is played at every family function, school function, sporting event. So Neil Diamond turns 83. Maybe we'll hear a little Neil Diamond if I can talk Luke into it. And Ed Helms turns 50 today, the actor from The Office and The Hangover and The Daily Show. He was a former correspondent on The Daily Show. He turns 50 today. So two really cool birthdays. And we'll hear some Ed Helms too, maybe a couple clips from The Office. And that's about it. Luke, tell us, I consider sports entertainment, it's like a great, you never know the outcome. The script is not written in sports. It's like a reality show that's actually a reality where people aren't coached as to what to say. You don't know how it's going to end. It's like a car chase. So what's going on with your Bucks? They had a big move yesterday. We talked a little bit about it with Mike Clemens, but what are your thoughts on the firing of the head coach?
I was a little surprised. I'm not going to necessarily disagree with the whole decision. It is a little shocking, though, that so quickly into the season, we're not even at the All-Star break yet. Like, there's still All-Star voting going on. So I believe I saw yesterday the third shortest tenure for a NBA head coach. that may be the third shortest tenure for the Bucks franchise, I guess. I don't know if that's all wow. time, but it's like up there as one of the historic short performances for a head coaching facility, if not with the entire league, with at least the Bucks. But if you can't coach defense, you can't coach, I guess. And that's truly, I think, the determination that kind of went into it, because I don't know if you watched any of the games, but we had back-to-back on Saturday and Monday night. They were in Detroit for two games against the Pistons, which not a very great team in the NBA right now. They've only won four games all season, and the Bucks have won like four games in a matter of a week in this season. So, but they had to really play against the Pistons. Like, they were not playing well. Like, it was down to the wire, like you said, the script's not written. It almost looked like they were going to lose to the lowly Pistons. And so I have a feeling this kind of decision was made because, hey, if you can't put the Pistons away in an easy just routing back-to-back, like, that should have been an easy two games, and they were hard fought. And I think that kind of played into the decision that got announced yesterday.
It's so crazy, though. I mean, I get it. Okay, let's say they even have most head coaches, their job is safe if they're 30-13. And
second in your conference, you'd think, but
and they let them weather that storm. But two games, I mean, I almost makes me feel, and I asked Mike Clemens this yesterday, is something else, are we going to find something else like a year from now? You know, like there's a issue, and I don't want to suggest anything, but it's just so strange. I don't get it. So
I have a feeling it's going to come more down to the fact that they know they made a big move to get Damian Lillard and bring him to Milwaukee, and they know that there's a relatively short window here, and so they want to make sure that they're doing everything they need, the Bucks as an organization, to try to win again this year.
Well, that makes total sense. Hey, we have a new phone number here at Nightlight, and you should take full advantage of it if you want to call in and complain about something tonight. It's 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can party with your complaints, and why not do it on Ed Helms' birthday? I don't know if you guys were fans of The Office, but I loved Ed Helms in The Office. And I have to admit, I didn't know, I loved The British Office. And to me, it was like it was so well done. I kind of boycotted The American Office for a while. Because I thought, no, there's no way it could be that funny. Well, guess what? It was. And not only was it as funny, if not funnier, they stretched it out. They managed to shoot 24 episodes in a season. I mean, The British Office was 12 episodes, and it was brilliant, and they tied it up so nicely. It's almost not fair to compare the two, because in America, we stretch out the season, we got to sell ads and all that kind of stuff, but they did it. And Ed Helms was a big part of it. And so he turns 50 today. We're going to hear it when we come back. Coming up next, we'll play some Ed Helms clips. And maybe you should play us out, Luke, with a little. There's another birthday boy today, right?
Oh, yeah. We got one more. So
You're already on it. Look at you. This guy's a pro.
You told me you wanted some Neil Diamond. I'm going to deliver it.
I know, man. All right. So coming up next, we're going to hear some really funny Office clips. After a little bit of Neil Diamond, we want to hear your complaints, and I want to hear what you're watching, as always. And Jackie Flynn is coming up at 8:30. This is Pete Schwabe. You are listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you?
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back. That should be a very familiar theme song to those of you. I should really do a whole show on The Office, because The Office is one of those shows that I think it transcends political party. I think it transcends gender, religion, whatever it is. Everybody, and I think that's the genius of the show, everybody can relate to working in an office.
We've all got one cringy boss, right? Come on.
Hey, maybe you, Luke, not me. I love all my bosses. I'm not. Luke's on an island here. You were an Office fan, right, Luke?
Oh, yeah. I've seen every episode at least two or three, if not more times. So it's a classic.
Yeah. Same. Did you think it trailed off at all after season 5, like a lot of shows do, or were you right there with it till the end?
There were some ebbs and flows, I think. Yeah. There was a little bit of when Steve Carell left, especially. There was a little trying to find their way, I think, because, I mean, Steve Carell is comedy gold.
So brilliant.
And so, again, another former Daily Show correspondent. So yeah, there's tying in. But when he left, I think that they kind of were uncertain. But then Ed Helms kind of taking over and being that manager role, he fit that well. And so I think they did some really good seasons there. Towards the end, again, it kind of trailed off a little bit, but overall, excellent show.
Yeah, I agree. Ed Helms played, he came in on season 3 from the Stamford branch. He was the Nard Dog. And he did take over, I think, after Steve Carell left. We're going to play a clip. This is Ed Helms. He has taken control. At some point in the 9-year run, everybody runs The Office at one point, and they had Will Ferrell come in and Idris Elba. But in this clip, Ed Helms, who loves to sing, and he was part of the a cappella group at Brown University called Here Comes Treble, if you remember, Office Fanatics. So he takes over The Office, and he puts his brand of boss on The Office, and here's a clip from that right now.
Hey, everybody, it's closing time. You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
Time. Every office needs an end of the day tradition. Something to tell you the day's over. Otherwise, you go home and the night just feels like more day. It's weird.
Closing time.
WRK.
One last call for
WRK. Is
show where Ski and me.
Oh, my boss is singing Closing Time. Maybe that's what you're hearing.
Come on, fam.
Closing time. Time for you to go home to the places you will be from.
Let's see. Andy has been manager for 105 days, which means I've heard closing time 105 times. Still don't know the words. And when I was home and home and home,
I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Oh.
You know what? Fine. I try to start fun traditions for you guys, but if you don't want to sing, no traditions.
Closing time.
Stanley walks in.
Every new beginning.
I never heard that song before, and once I heard it, I did not care for it. But that song means it's time to go home. Now, it's my favorite song.
Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Good night.
Oh, that's great. So that's Andrew Bernard, the Nard Dog, turning the office into his own little... And we all know people like that. Like, I know people like that, frustrated entertainers that didn't go into the entertainment business. So they kind of make a stage out of everywhere they go, whether it's work or family parties or whatever. But that's just classic Ed Helms singing. And he's got a great voice, actually, too. And that song always drove me crazy. Somehow, I would cringe when that song came on, because it was almost like it was written for bar people at the end of the night. And maybe brilliantly so. They branded it to be that song because bars played it, and I couldn't even take it. So The Office captured it beautifully, as they do so many moments and so many awkward moments. We got a text from the 608. Producer Nate from Madison took too long. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not going to read this. I got to proofread this, Nate. I think it's someone giving you a hard time.
No, it's Nate chiming in, because I told him we were going to be talking Oscar snubs as well, and he was looking to share his thoughts on some Oscar snubs. So
come on, call back. So I love listening to Oscar snub story. Does he think someone got snubbed? I got a whole bunch of those.
He believes that Godzilla got... snub for the best picture. So it was definitely one of the ones that Nate believes we got missed for best picture, Godzilla not being included.
And he put Zone of Interest too. Anatomy of a Fall, French, Godzilla, Big Lizard, the trauma of surviving a war you were never supposed to survive. Big Lizard, poor things. Wow. He's a movie buff.
Yeah.
This is Nate from Civic Media, right?
Yeah, this is Nate. We were ships in the night. He was leaving from producing, and I was coming in, and so I let him know, hey, we're going to talk Oscar snubs, but we went Ed Helms first. So that was the little miscommunication there, though.
Well, I appreciate the text either way. Thank you, Nate. And I agree. Those are some great films. You know, what's funny is I filled in for the Devil's Advocates back in the summer before this show launched, and Nate produced it, and I thought he told me he was a big horror fan. I didn't realize, but this is a pretty wide array of genres he's running off there. Maybe he's trying to be a film critic or something.
Maybe we'll have to get some regular reports from him on the film side.
Absolutely. Here's one from the 920. Hey, it's Conrad.
Conrad, you're not working right now. Come on, buddy.
The kid's always working. He's a strapping lad. It says, hey, it's Conrad. Live reporting from the Bucks game. Bucks are up 77-62 in the third. Maybe Conrad's coaching them. I don't know. Conrad's kind of a sports nut. In fact, last night, Luke, our question was, what are you the MacGyver of? And Conrad labeled himself the MacGyver of useless sports information.
Okay.
So that was not useless, though. That was a great update, actually.
That's a great update. Conrad. Live.
Yeah.
From, that's where he's at, the Bucks game. So he's
exactly.
Even while he's not at work, still chiming
in
for
the
work.
He got the phone number right, too. So he must have been, he's got the radio broadcast in one ear.
And then the game in the other one.
Exactly. From the 715, I'm going to go ahead and complain that Ryan Gosling got nominated and Margot Robbie didn't. What's up with that? Ken seems easier to play than Barbie. I cannot disagree with that. And a lot of people in the news were saying that too. More so than the actors, I feel like Greta Gerwig got snubbed. She's the director of the film. And to pull all of that together, to me, was just incredible. And I think that's a definite snub. I think Margot Robbie got snubbed. And especially, I might not have thought it was a snub, but then they go and nominate Ryan Gosling. So it's like, okay, well, then it's definitely a snub that they didn't nominate her. So anyway. All right. So, folks, we just talked a little Office. We'll talk some more Office later in the show. Coming up, we got an actor from the show, Loudermilk. Very funny show. Jackie Flynn joins me next. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. The FAA approves the inspection procedure for the airlines to get the Boeing 737 MAX 9s back in the air. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
The FAA also said that it is going to block Boeing from ramping up production of the 737 MAX as it had planned to do in February.
In the presidential race, the United Auto Workers endorsed President Biden.
We're building product care and shipping it overseas. Buy American! Build American! I mean it.
A storm system brings drenching rain and flooding to the south. CBS's Janet Chamberlain in Houston.
We're already seeing the streams and the bayous kind of rising up. Today it's sort of Houston to New Orleans. Also in the flood threat are Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, even up to Tennessee.
A federal appeals court says Alabama can carry out the nation's first execution using nitrogen gas, but Kenneth Smith is expected to appeal the U.S. to the U.S. Supreme Court. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
I don't know why I can't get... I don't have to worry about me.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rural Wisconsinites see farm pollution and PFAS as the biggest threats to their clean drinking water. That's according to a new survey out of the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Most people surveyed found clean water important not just for drinking, but to the wildlife, hunting and fishing, and the overall rural ethos. Over half of them saw pesticides and commercial fertilizer as a great risk to their clean water. Another 40% said large animal farms posed the same risk. Nine chefs from Wisconsin have been named as semifinalists for the National James Beard Restaurant and Chef Awards. The James Beard Foundation has been naming the nation's best chefs since 1991. Three chefs are from Madison and another four are from Milwaukee. The other two reside in LaPointe and Bay City, Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Alma Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
It's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, patchy drizzle, or freezing mist in foggy areas with lows in the low 30s.
And we got more of the same tomorrow,
clouds, fog, and some drizzle, highs upper 30s.
When we are back on the broadcast,
on Friday,
FCC
little change, a cloudy sky, some foggy areas, and highs to the upper 30s. Right now it's 33.
So.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap, Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Welcome back to Nightlight. That's how I bribe my guests, folks. I get them, I play their favorite music, and they have no choice but to join me. Question of the night is, what do you want to complain about? It is National Complaint Day, so whine away. The Nightlight Complaint Box is open tonight. Our new phone number, 844-967-2789. And a friend of mine just texted me on my phone, added fees. That's a good one. Added fees are everywhere, and they don't even have to explain. Ticket fee is the one I love. You buy tickets, and they give you a ticket fee. Like, that's what I'm buying. It's a free ticket. So we'll talk more about this and read your text as the show goes on. Right now, I'm really excited to welcome a friend of mine and a very talented actor and a hilarious comedian. His show right now that he is currently on is Loudermilk. So if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. Jackie Flynn joins me now on Nightlight. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how you doing, Pete?
Did you like that Van Halen?
I do. I'm a big Van Halen guy.
Since what's your favorite Van Halen song?
Oh, geez. You know, there's so many. I like probably anything from their first album. Probably. You know, I mean, it's just such a great, intro to them that, you know, they opened for Black Sabbath in the time, 1978, and I was in high school, and my buddy went and saw them up in Maine. And I've heard this story since from, you know, other situations. People have talked about it, but literally Ozzy Osbourne actually talked about it. They literally blew Black Sabbath off the stage, and Ozzy didn't even want to go on. He's like, I can't follow that. It's crazy.
And nobody even knew who they were yet.
Yeah, nobody. That's so great. Eddie was just like a, you know, virtuoso.
So I promise I have Loudermilk questions, but while we're on Van Halen, I get the David Lee Roth thing. I like him, but they had two songs that I think were the Sammy Hagar, Dreams and Right Now. Remember that one?
Those are Sammy Hagar ones,
Those are good songs. I mean, I don't know Van Halen like you do, but those weren't David Lee Roth. I love those songs by Van Halen. So I'm not trying to start something, Jack. I know you could take me, but you think you could take me? Seriously, we've never had this conversation. You're from Boston. Don't people say that I could take you? Like you're going to get in a fight?
Yeah, that was especially in grammar school. I could take them.
Okay, all right. I thought that was maybe like.
By the way, I can't see you anymore. I got some kind of thing in front of me. It says system multitasking, or I don't know what that is.
That's the look I'm going for, buddy.
There you go.
All right, as long as we can hear you, that's fine. So, all right. So, tell us about Loudermilk. This is such a funny show. Ron Livingston is the star. You're one of the actors.
Yeah.
Lay it on us, man, because I love the show and I can't talk highly enough about it.
Loudermilk, it's the craziest thing. It's having its resurgence there because we shot this like almost started like 4 years ago. Actually, we're talking about it. Probably close to like 7 years ago now, the first season. And it was originally on what at the time was called the DirecTV's Audience Channel, or AT&T became AT&T's Audience Channel. And that channel became defunct because they ended up using it as a preview channel for HBO Max. And then so we had to find a new home, and then Amazon bought the two seasons and put eventually all three seasons on Amazon, but it was kind of buried and nobody really saw it. And now Netflix just dropped all three seasons January 1st, and it is absolutely blowing up. It's a phenomenon. I mean, it's the craziest thing ever, and it's very exciting.
And it's a better platform too. I remember when you first told me about it, it was on like that AT&T. Yeah. I was like, I couldn't even find it. And now you put it on one of the bigger apps.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised. It's so funny.
It's very vindicating in a sense because we knew we had a really good show and then no one saw it. So now it's almost like sweeter, you know, in a sense. And it's also good because if people saw it the first season and they could only see one season at a time, they wouldn't have maybe like, you know, caught on so quickly. Now it's like they get three seasons, they binge it, and it's like, you know, that now they're wanting more. They're crying. There's a public outcry for more. There is actually a petition out there that they're trying to get Netflix to produce more of these seasons. So it's nice. Really exciting.
That's so cool. Are you I've noticed recently that's where some of these apps are going. The best part about them to me was that you could just binge watch. You didn't even have to watch opening or closing credits. Yeah. But now it's like they make you sit through an ad, even though you're paying for it. And now some of these places like HBO I like the show Perry Mason most recently True Detective. They're dropping one a week. It's like, why do I even have this? I mean, that's what they used to do on network. It kind of sucks, but
they do that. There's no ads, thankfully, on Netflix, you know, which is great.
Yeah, That's because Netflix costs $10,000 a month. So but that's
it all,
good.
It all takes place in a 12-step program, and it's so it's great. And I play one of the guys. I play a recovering alcoholic, and I'm a bookie. So it's not a stretch.
So you're on the show, and your buddy Brian Regan, a guy I did stand up with years ago, and is one of my favorite comics. I know you guys are friends. How fun is that, being part of a cast with a good friend?
It's the funnest thing ever. And we hang out a lot together. You know, obviously we have dinners and stuff because we only know each other pretty much. You know, and some of the other guys. But being comedians, you know how we are. We're like comedians, the thickest thieves. And there's also a very funny guy on the show, Ricky Blitt, who's a writer. You probably heard of Ricky. And Ricky was one of the original Family Guy writers. He's one of the best comedy writers in Hollywood. And he's written some of the episodes, and he also plays new guy on the show. So he's great.
Very cool. My guest is comedian and the Loudermilk actor, Jackie Flynn. So, Jack, and now this is Loudermilk. Ron Livingston is the star. How does it work? I did a scene with him, actually, in a Danny DeVito movie called Relative Strangers. And I played a meat delivery guy, and Ron was a pretty cool guy, and Danny DeVito was cool too. What is Ron Livingston like on a daily basis? He's a pretty underrated actor, don't you think?
Oh, he's great. Ron Livingston, he plays Sam Loudermilk. That's the name of the show, Loudermilk, but he plays Sam Loudermilk. I play Tony, you know, I'm like I said, but I'm just one of the guys in the meeting, and Sam or Ron Livingston runs the meeting. He's the guy that's kind of in charge of us knuckleheads, and we go there, but he is off stage, he's just great. And as an actor, he's very supportive and giving. He's not, there's no egos on this show at all. And everybody gets along famously. As a matter of fact, that's what we got going for us when they talk about trying to do more episodes and more seasons. Peter Farrelly, the director, says that there's a good chance because everybody wants to do it. And it's an easy show to do. It's not very expensive, and it doesn't take a long time to shoot. So that being said, Ron kills it. I remember when Peter first was casting this, and he was looking at who he was going to get for the lead. I had already been privy to the show because I'm friendly with Pete. So at the time I wasn't really thinking Ron Livingston. I didn't know much about him. I knew from Office Space and I liked him, but I didn't know his work that much. And now I can't think of anybody to be Loudermilk but Ron Livingston. Yeah. He is Loudermilk. It's unbelievable.
He's got that kind of, not sad sack, like he's a handsome guy, but he just looks like he's annoyed all the time. And
he's
totally
perfect.
He plays that
dry drunk type guy on the show. And he's great. It's really great. I mean, I can't say, I know I'm very biased, but I promise you it's a really, truly, truly wonderful show.
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody gets to check it out. Now, Peter Farrelly created the show and is a writer director. You said you're friends with him. You've been in a lot of Farrelly Brothers movies.
Yes, I have.
How fun is it watching those guys work? And what's that like on one of their sets?
They have the best sets because they're the most down-to-earth, un-Hollywood guys. And they're just guys from back east in New England. And their sets, they set the tone from the top down. And everybody on the set, from the lowest person to the highest and vice versa, is just so gracious and nice. And they don't suffer fools. There's no jerks. If you're a jerk, you're not on their next movie, you know?
Right. So you were in Kingpin, and I remember this because I think there's a scene where you just come up and you start barking at somebody.
I do. That's how I start my scene. Yeah.
I saw on IMDb Pro that your character's
name was... As a matter of fact, my character on that show had a name at one point, and then they ended because of that barking scene, they had me improv that kind of. That wasn't really, I think it might have been in there at that part of it. And they said the guy scares the guy, whatever. So I barked, and then from then on, then they ended up calling my character Dog Boy. So that was kind of weird.
It's like such a cool original. It's like Jimmy Two Times from Goodfellas, you know, it's such a unique, weird thing. Yeah. He barks at people. It was great.
Yeah, I know.
What's your favorite film? Like, you were in Something About Mary, I think, Kingpin, obviously. And what's your favorite film you've been in with those guys, with the Farrelly Brothers, and then just any film at all?
I'll be honest with you. I'm really partial to Kingpin because it was my first, you know, and it really holds up, you know, Kingpin's, and Peter said this, it's funny. He said two things that have come true at both times. He said that Kingpin, it didn't do well in the box office. They hung it out to dry at the time, the production, whoever was in charge of it all, I think MGM, and they just never got behind it. And they never, and then it broke records for when it went to DVD, it broke records for the disparity between how much DVDs it sold as far as it, how it did in the box office. It was like, it shattered. Like, it was crazy. And I remember Pete saying, this is going to be a cult hit. You watch way back then, before he even, before that even happened, he just said, once he realized that they kind of buried it and no one saw it. And it ended up being just crazy, like it is now. And it still holds up to this day. I mean, the jokes are just funny, forgettable jokes that you miss that are in there. You can watch it over and over again. But and that's what he said about Loudermilk. He said, if Loudermilk ever gets an audience or anyone sees it, he goes, it's going to be really big. And sure enough, here it is. It's crazy. It's gone through the roof.
Yeah. I love in Kingpin, one of my friends, someone who went to our school in L.A., was Willie Garson. He adopted a kid and our kids were friends and Willie and I became pretty good friends. And he said, I always used to tease him about that scene. I loved it so much in Kingpin where he's
throw the coffee in his eyes.
That's funny. But he says to Woody Harrelson, I got to take a dump. Come on. I need something to read. And he goes, here, read the shampoo bottle. And he says, I already read this one.
Yeah.
And God rest his soul. He was a great guy.
Yeah. God bless him. He died not too long ago, didn't he?
Yeah, it was too bad. He was a good dude. But okay, so what do you prefer? You're a really funny stand-up too, Jack. Pretty accomplished. What do you prefer, stand-up or acting?
You know, I always love stand-up, Pete, because it's my first thing, and it's so gratifying and instant. You know, movies, you make them, you got to wait to edit them, and they come out. By the time they come out, you forget almost like, oh yeah, we did that movie. You know, and it's like not you don't get the feedback. You know,
right? What I've heard so many people say that like. And as a guy who's written some movies myself, it takes forever just to write the script. Then if you're lucky enough to sell it, it takes forever to go into production. Stand-up is you think of a joke, you write it that day, you perform it that night, you instantly know
what
people,
There's nothing like it. And you know, again, you know, you're a stand-up, so it's like, it's such a different thing. And I enjoy them both. But as a comedian, I really enjoy comedic acting. You know what I mean? That's like the thing you always want to do, you know? And, so that's kind of fun in that sense, you know. And then trying your hand at drama is pretty cool too. I did a couple dramatic things, and I recently peeked at a movie called The Greatest Beer Run Ever. And
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, and that was with Zac Efron and Russell Crowe, and pretty fun, you know. And
Can we see that? Because I remember when
that's
you guys
on Apple TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Greatest Beer Run Ever takes place in 1967, right? It's overseas, and they
Vietnam movie.
What do you play in that?
I play a drunk military intelligence officer, kind of like a oxymoron. But but I'm at the bar there, and I got a scene with Russell Crowe and Zac Efron in the bar in Vietnam in Saigon, right? But there's a place called Carville Hotel. It's still there, the Carville Hotel, and that's where all the press used to hang out. You know, when the stuff went down. You know,
Very nice.
The fall of Saigon.
So. What are your favorite cities to work in stand-up, Jack?
You know, one of my favorite cities of all was, I started in Boston, so I love Boston.
It's great comedy town.
Really smart, erudite audiences and all that. But I've really had a lot of fun in Denver, but I haven't been forever. The woman that booked the club there just somehow was mad at me. I still, to this day, I don't know what the hell's going on with that. And so I haven't been there. And I always thought if I ever did a comedy special, I would tape it in Denver. They were just white hot crowds at this comedy club there in Denver.
Boy, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, that's pretty cool. And then I'm going to ask you, too, who your influences were in comedy. And then we're going to find out what Jackie Flynn is watching. You got some good shows you can recommend after a quick break here, Jack?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And maybe even we'll even see, since Jackie did stand up for so long, we'll even see if he's got a road story. My favorite Jackie Flynn story was whenever he would go to a comedy club and there was a doorman, he'd say, I'm Jackie Flynn. And they'd look at the list and he'd go, I'm Jackie Flynn. I'm one of the guys. Jackie, you are the guy, and we got more with him coming up next. He's from Loudermilk, Jackie Flynn. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah, we're running a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming off. Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back.
The Tap, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time to give a hoot. Learn all about the mysterious nighttime birds calling this area home when you join the Beaver Creek Reserve Citizen Science and Education Team for a lesson in all things owls. This fun family event is being held at the Brewing Project on North Oxford Avenue in Eau Claire, Wednesday, January 31st. And yes, hooting like an owl will be encouraged. More information on the Chippewa Falls Area Chamber's website, chippewachamber.org. If shopping in support of small businesses is more your thing, you may want to put Saturday, February 3rd on your calendar. The Love of Vendors, Crafters, and Small Businesses Fair happening just in time for Valentine's Day. Stop in anytime at Southview Elementary in Chippewa Falls, again Saturday, February 3rd. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back. We are taking complaints, folks. The Nightlights complaint box is open. It is National Complaint Day. What are yours? What do you want to complain about? Let us know. We have a new phone number here at Nightlight, too. 844-967-2789. And we just got a text here. I love when people complain. It's funny to me. This is from the 818 complaint. Meetings at work that are in person for an hour that could have been written in one paragraph. That is so... Now, that doesn't happen here at Civic Media, does it, Luke?
No. Never, never at all.
Never.
I feel like that's a very fair complaint sometimes, where it's like... Yeah. Some meetings could be an email. Like, that's a fair True. Analysis of some meetings.
I gotta say, I have no complaints. Ours are pretty brief, but anyway, I digress. I'm talking, my guest right now is Loudermilk actor and comedian Jackie Flynn. Jack, so we were talking, you told us you love Denver in terms of you thought it was a great comedy town. Who are your influences comedically, stand-up wise?
Well, a lot of guys, well, you'll know them, but lay people always ask me who do I love, and I tell them they never heard of them because they're not like people they want me to say, you know, but
right.
Obviously George Carlin, Richard Pryor, all the regular, you know, guys like that. But, but Richard Jenny was one of my favorites. Rich Jenny, a lot of Boston guys, Don Gavin, Kenny Rogerson, Lenny Clark. I learned from a lot of those guys, and they were very influential in my act. But I also loved silly guys like Kevin Meaney and, comics, you know, I'm trying to think, I'm blanking right now. Robert Schimmel.
Yeah.
Even Dennis Wolfberg, you know.
Oh, yeah. Is Don Gavin still touring?
Yeah, no, not so much, but he does a lot of cruise ships and stuff. He's kind of semi-retired.
He and I saw Silence of the Lambs together in St. Louis with another comic who kind of freaked out halfway through the movie. I don't know if Don would ever remember that or even remember me. I think I was the opener, but the guy that we were with, the middle act, I can't remember his name, but he was, the movie started 5 minutes late. This guy took the cap off his big gulp and poured it in the seat in front of him. And we were both like, Don and I kind of did one of those side eye things, like, what's this guy's deal, you know? And then we just let it go. And then we watched a movie about a serial killer with this obvious sociopath. Yeah, it was weird. Jenny was great too. He got me on Caroline's. Rich was, I worked with him in Tampa, Florida. I got a couple Rich Jenny stories I can share with you off the air too. I'm sure you have a few too, but he was just a phenomenal comic.
Oh God, was he ever.
Yeah. So, all right, Jack. So the Oscar, the Emmys came out a couple of weeks ago. You got snubbed. You were not mentioned.
Huh.
And then the Oscars came out. What did you think of the Oscar nominations?
I'm trying to remember because I'm trying to. What are the
best picture for best picture? We got American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, yep. Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and Zone of Interest.
Yeah, Poor Things. I thought it was Porn Things. Turned out it was Poor Things.
That's a wasted afternoon, huh?
My God. And then I saw It's like, you know, I'm a weird guy, though. I don't like any. I mean, everyone loved that. I turned it off after 45 minutes. And I know this is sacrilegious to some people, but that everything, everywhere, all at once thing. I mean, I just was like, what the F is this?
Well, I kind of feel like this year with Anatomy of a Fall, it's kind of like that. Not that it's a bad movie, but people are in a lather over it. And I'm like, man, I don't get it. I'm not saying
I enjoyed the holdovers.
Yeah, that's the one I haven't seen yet. I got to see that.
That was good. I like Paul Giamatti.
He's great, yeah.
But I haven't seen a bunch of them. And you know, I got the SAG things, they send me them and I'll eventually catch up with them, you know?
Yeah, it's always fun to get the screeners.
I just watched that movie, Queenpins.
Oh, yeah. How was that? You know,
it was pretty good with Vince Vaughn and that kid, that guy, Walter Hay, whatever his name is. He's got three names.
Yeah. I don't know. I know that I've heard of the movie though.
Yeah. And the other one you mentioned, I'm trying to think what else I saw.
Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I saw Oppenheimer. I liked Oppenheimer, but it seemed like it didn't get me as much as I thought it was going to.
Right. You thought you were going in to see Guggenheimer
and it was exactly
different movie. Okay, so you were also on King of Queens, Jack. What was that like? Did you like
You know, I was on King of Queens. I did about six different episodes, but all different characters, you know?
Yeah.
That was kind of fun. That was because Kevin James, you know, I was friends with him and Gary Valentine, his brother. And so, you know, I got to do a bunch of those. My wife actually was a recurring on that. She did 12 episodes of the same character on the King of Queens. She played Lisa in The Office, who was friends with Kerry, you know, his wife.
Very nice. So speaking of your family, your TikTok video made the rounds at Civic Media here this week. And one of the producers at the Green Bay station said, does he do TikToks with his daughter a lot? So somehow you went viral. I didn't know you were a TikTok guy.
I'm not, but my daughter told me to do this Mean Girls thing with her. And it's become, you know, and I'm getting a lot of shade from my friends, you know, but.
You play a great Mean Girl. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was kind of funny. She's got like 6 million views on that thing. I can't believe it.
What about TV? What are you watching? Can you recommend something to the listeners?
What did I watch recently? I just started watching that Obliterated.
Oh, I haven't seen that. How is that?
It's so far. So it's really kind of a crazy thing. But I saw, I was watching that and I saw, what the hell else did I watch recently? I'm the worst. I remember, I swear to God, I watched a movie like in 3 days later. I'm like, what was that about again? Like, I can't remember anything anymore. I don't know what the hell it is.
As long as you're not watching the same movie 3 days earlier.
No, later. But I have done that. You know, like when you see something, you go, man, I already seen this. Like you're a couple minutes in, you go, I've seen this.
Dude, I went 30 minutes into a movie once and I'm like, wait a minute, I've seen this. That's pretty bad. All right, I got one more thing for you. My most envious, I don't envy many people. I'm a pretty happy guy, but I went to see a movie in the theater called Three Stooges years ago. And you were in that, right?
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my God, Jackie's in a movie. Like, you know, we all grew up watching the Three Stooges. You're in the movie version of the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
How fun was that?
That was the greatest thing ever. You know, it was tough because I was really close. The guy that got Mo beat me out.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I had a chance. I mean, it wasn't a realistic chance because the guy that got Mo was so good. He'd been doing Mo for years, like in conventions and stuff. So he was really good. And I was privy to the audition tapes because I know Pete. So I got to see what who I had to take out. You know?
Yeah. And, you pull a Tanya Harding.
Yeah. Right. And so I watched him and I did really good. And I said, Pete, I go, I know that, you know, we're buddies and, you know, I can't be like on a scale of 1 to 10, I can't be a 6 and you give it to me, but if I'm like an 8.5, 9, maybe. Right. And he said, the problem is, Jack, he goes, you were a 9. He goes, but the problem was he was an 11.5.
Oh,
and
man.
And he said, it would be criminal and not right with the universe to not cast him. And I got that, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Anyway, nice Jack. Guy we got off the set. So I ended up, but I told Pete as a consolation prize, you know, he gave me the part of the golf superintendent, but I told him I want to be doinked in the eyes by Mo. and I got to have that. So that was kind of cool.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
All right.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media?
Man. Thank you so much.
Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News.